E-Tidings Universe. Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rót anseo. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Saw I three different species of trees standing next to each other, receiving a winter breeze. Each one of them was responding to it according to their species, according to the shape and the length of their branches, including me. I feel if I were to view them again in a summer breeze, such a difference would even be more pronounced, given the divergent shapes of their leaves. And probably I too would be responding differently. It seems to me the only place young age and aging exists is in our attitude to age and aging, in our attitude to middle age and aging, and even I will go as far as saying, in our attitude to old age and aging. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. I say I love thee more than he can do. If thou say so, withdraw and prove it too. Quick, come. Lysander, whereto tends all this? Away, you Ethiop. No, he'll seem to break loose, take on as you would follow, but yet come not. You're a tame man, go. Hang off, thou cat, thou vile thing. Let loose, or I will shake thee from me like a serpent. Why are you grown so rude? What changes this, sweet love? Thy love? Out, tawny tartar! Out, out, loaded medicine, hated potion, hence! Do you not jest? Yes, sooth, and so do you. Demetrius, I will keep my word with thee. I would I had your bond, for I perceive a weak bond holds you. I'll not trust your word. What should I hurt her, strike her, kill her dead? Although I hate her, I'll not harm her so. What can you do me greater harm than hate? Hate me? Wherefore? O me, what news, my love? Am not I Hermia? Are not you Lysander? I am as fair now as I was erewhile. Since night you love me? Yet since night you left me? Why then you left me, oh, the cause forbid, in earnest, shall I say? I, by my life, and never did desire to see thee more. Therefore be out of hope, of question, of doubt, be certain, nothing truer, 'tis no jest, that I do hate thee and love Helena. O me, you juggler, you canker blossom, you thief of love, what have you come by night and stolen my love's heart from him? Fine in fate, have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What, will you tear impatient answers from my gentle tongue? Fie, fie, you counterfeit, you puppet, you. Puppet? Why so? Aye. That way goes the game. Okay. Now I perceive that she had made compare between our statures. She had urged her height, and with her personage, her tall personage, her height forsooth, she had prevailed with him. And ere you grow so high in his esteem, because I am so dwarfish and so low? How low am I? How, thou painted maple, speak. How low am I? I am not yet so low, but that my nails can reach unto thine eyes. I pray you, though you mock me, gentlemen, let her not hurt me. I was never cursed. I have no gift at all in shrewdness. I am a right maid for my cowardice. Let her not strike me. You perhaps may think, because she is something lower than myself, that I can match her. Lower? Hark again. Good Hermia, Do not be so bitter with me. I evermore did love you, Hermia. Did ever keep your counsels, never wronged you. Save that, in love with unto Demetrius, I told him of your stealth unto this wood. He followed you, for love I followed him. But he had chid me hence, and threatened me to strike me, spur me, nay, to kill me too. And now, so you will let me quite go, to Athens will I bear my folly back, and follow you no further. Let me go. You see how simple and how fond I am. Why get you gone? Who's that hinders you? A foolish heart that I leave here behind. What, with Lysander? With Demetrius. Be not afraid. She shall not harm thee, Helena. No, sir, she shall not, though you take her part. Oh, when she's angry, she's keen and shrewd. She was a vixen when she went to school. And though she be but little, she is fierce. Little again, nothing but low and little. Why will you suffer her to flout me thus? Let me come to her. Get you gone, you dwarf, you minimus, you hindering, not grass maid, you bead, you acorn. You are too officious in her behalf that scorns your services. Let her alone. Speak not of Helena. Take not her part, for if thou dost intend never so little show of love to her, thou shalt abide it. Now she holds me not. Now follow, if thou darest to try who is right, of thine or mine is most in Helena. Follow? Nay, I'll go with thee, cheek by jowl. Today's poem is Phases of the Moon by Eleanor Wiley. Once upon a time, I heard that the flying moon was a phoenix bird. Thus she sails through windy skies, thus in willows' arms she lies. Turn to the east or turn to the west, in many trees she makes her nest. When she's but a pearly thread, look among birch leaves overhead. When she dies in yellow smoke, look in a thunder-smitten oak. But in May, when the moon is full, bright as water and white as wool, look for her where she loves to be, asleep in a high magnolia tree. Sometimes, perhaps we men don't really know how to love a woman. Bryan Adams has these words for us. To really love a woman, to understand her, you got to know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every move, and give her wings when she wants to fly. And when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really love a woman. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's really wanted. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's the one. She needs somebody to tell her that it's going to last forever. So tell me, have you ever, really, really ever loved a woman? To really love a woman, let her hold you till you know how she needs to be touched. You've got to breathe her, really taste her, till you can feel her in your blood. And when you can see your unborn children in her eyes, you know you really love a woman. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's really wanted. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's the one. She needs somebody to tell her that you'll always be together. So tell me, have you ever really, really ever loved a woman? You've got to give her some faith, hold her tight, a little tenderness, got to treat her right. She will be there for you, taking good care of you. You really got to love your woman. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really love a woman. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's really wanted. When you love a woman, you tell her that she's the one. She needs somebody to tell her that you'll always be together. So tell me, have you ever really, really ever loved a woman? So tell me, have you ever really, really ever loved a woman? Oh, you've got to tell me, have you ever really, really, really ever loved a woman? Today, no, there is no day off. There is no holiday from self-culturing. All right, I will leave it at that. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for all your many blessings. And spare a thought too for people living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air for about 15 minutes from Monday to Friday and occasionally on the weekends. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.